Good morning. This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Federal prosecutors have warned Maryland corrections officials to fix serious problems in how juveniles are treated at the Baltimore City Detention Center. Especially, the prosecutors said, teenagers awaiting trial on adult charges are often held in solitary confinement for weeks or months, putting the youth at risk for behavioral or mental problems. The prosecutors said there have been improvements at the detention center, but that its disciplinary process remains, quote, seriously flawed, close quote, its staff not adequately trained, and its treatment and programming for the young people in its control very limited. The Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, which runs the detention center, responded with a statement that says in part, quote, the department takes these issues very seriously and is committed to drastically improving the overall environment for juveniles charged as adults and committed to our care, close quote. But the department declined to discuss the situation with us. We are going to discuss it with Kara Annenson, Director of Advocacy for the Just Kids Partnership, a nonprofit that campaigns to change conditions for youth charged as adults in Maryland. This assessment of deficiencies at the Baltimore City Detention Center was made in a letter February 19th from the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department. It's based on an investigation by the federal lawyers last summer, which grew out of a settlement the state and feds reached 8 years ago to improve conditions for juveniles at the jail. Kara, you've been working on this issue for about 4 years. What do you think, what to you is the most important point the federal prosecutors made?
I think the most important point that the federal prosecutors made is that jail is not a place for kids. And that no matter what we do to try and fix jails, they're never going to be an appropriate place to place kids.
Well, why are there juveniles in jail in Baltimore?
So in Maryland, youth can be automatically charged as adults between the ages of 14 to 17 if they're accused of one of 33 offenses. So what this means is police on the street are allowed to charge a youth as an adult if they're accused of one of these crimes.
They have to be charged as an adult or they can be charged?
They have to be. That's what the statute says.
Okay. And is any juvenile charged as an adult held in the detention center?
Correct. So any youth who is automatically charged as an adult has to be held in adult jail. They are, in fact, an adult.
For the purposes of the law.
Correct.
So what puts a kid in solitary confinement?
So there are a lot of reasons that kids end up in solitary confinement. Sometimes if it's behavior in the juvenile unit, maybe they are acting out. Maybe they need to be protected from other kids. So these are the things that lead to kids being put in solitary confinement.
And the federal lawyers gave examples of one teen being held in solitary for more than 20 weeks, another more than 7 weeks, one 6 weeks, one 5 weeks. Is that the pattern you see?
Absolutely. We see kids held in solitary confinement for long periods of time at the Baltimore City Detention Center and detention centers across our state. Baltimore City is unique because it has a special unit for kids who are charged as adults, but other jurisdictions, actually, this is the practice they use for every kid that comes into their facility. They're held in protective custody or solitary confinement, whatever that jail calls it, but that means that they're in a cell for 23 hours a day and out only one.
Yeah, tell me more about what conditions are like in the Baltimore City Detention Center in solitary confinement.
So kids in solitary confinement are held in a box. They're in there for 23 hours a day. They're not allowed out to go to school. Very rarely do they see any other people. They get their food through the little slot. They don't even interact with guards. We had one of the kids that we work with actually spent 7 months in solitary confinement when he was...
7 months. Why?
He had a riot broke out at the school, and so he was told that he was going to be there for 7 days. The guards then lost his ticket, and he ended up being there for 7 months.
Lost his tickets?
Yeah.
So the guards told him, we don't know how long you're supposed to stay.
Correct.
And wasn't anybody trying to answer that question?
No. I mean, he would beg and plead. He flooded his cell to try and get some attention so people would know that he was in there. He would punch the walls. He would do anything to try and get the guards' attention so that they would let him out. But he spent 7 months there. And once the administrators found out, he said he was taken to a room with the... And they apologized, but he spent 7 months there. There's nothing you can give a child back for being, caged up like an animal. That's what he called it, for 7 months.
And what's he like today? Well, first of all, what happened to his case?
So his case was actually ultimately sent back to the juvenile court, and then it was dismissed. So he was actually found not guilty for what he had spent 11 months total at the Baltimore City Detention Center and 7 months in solitary confinement. And right now he's, you know, doing well. He's enrolled at Baltimore County Community College and he's working. But, you know, he has a really hard time being in any room with the door closed. He likes to be pacing around. He's very fidgety. It's hard to have a conversation without him moving because, you know, he was so confined for so long.
That's Kara Annenson, Director of Advocacy for the nonprofit Just Kids Partnership, here on Maryland Morning at 8:01. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about a recent critique from the U.S. Justice Department of the treatment of juveniles in the Baltimore City Detention Center. The federal lawyers called the use of solitary, which they call seclusion, misguided. They wrote, quote, "Separating juveniles and housing them in isolated, harsh conditions merely suppresses behavior on a temporary basis. In the long term, such practices may result in mental deterioration, lead juveniles to engage in self-harm, or exacerbate behavioral issues," close quote. Is that what you see?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kids are often, you know, come back worse from being in those situations.
Well, the federal prosecutor said that on average 80 days pass after the incident that puts a teenager in solitary confinement before there is a hearing about whether that was the right thing to do. Why so long?
I think that the jail process is just backed up. It's an administrative hearing that the jail conducts on themselves. So that means that they have to, you know, review those cases, and they're not doing that in a timely fashion.
I want to ask about training. The federal lawyers who visited last August said only two staff at the detention center had been given specialized training to work with juveniles. Excuse me. The department, in the statement they gave us on Friday, said there's a training program, quote, in the works, close quote, and that 30 corrections officers who work with juveniles have completed training in areas like crisis prevention, handling trauma, social development. What do you see in terms of training?
You know, I think that is true. I think that they're working to train their staff to be better able to manage this population. But I think the reality is that we already have a system to deal with this population. It's the juvenile justice system, right? We shouldn't need to train guards in the adult system to deal with kids. We already have a system set up in the state of Maryland to deal with this population. And that's why we have been putting forth legislation to move these kids from adult jails into juvenile detention facilities.
Yeah, tell me what, there is legislation that has passed the House, 129-8, 2 weeks ago. Can you tell me briefly what it would do?
Sure. What this bill would do would allow kids who are automatically charged as adults to be held in juvenile detention centers pre-trial. Until they have their transfer hearing. And so this bill would not apply only to kids in Baltimore City, but it would be a statewide policy. So kids could get the access to services, treatment, education, trauma-informed care that they receive in the Department of Juvenile Services instead of being held in isolation.
So essentially this would change the law that you talked about at the very beginning of this conversation, that children charged with certain crimes have to be charged as adults and they have to be held in jail.
This deals with the second part of that. So it just deals with where they're held. They're still charged as an adult, but it's just dealing with where they're held. Hopefully, eventually, we'll change the law so we're not charging youth as adults at all.
So it's passed the House. What's the outlook in the Senate?
So we're really hopeful that the President of the Senate and Chairman Zirkin will take this important issue up and vote on it this week. That's what we're hopeful for.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on it. Kara, thank you.
Thank you.
Kara Annenson, Director of Advocacy for the Just Kids Partnership, a nonprofit that works to improve conditions for juveniles charged as adults in Maryland. At our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, we've got the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services written response, as well as links to the Just Kids Partnership website and the Justice Department's February 19th letter.